where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
We're expected to set a new record high today. Environment Canada's forecasting a high of 16, well above the record high for February 27th of 13.6 set in 2000. The mild weather won't last long. The mercury is expected to plummet tomorrow afternoon to minus 4. Warning preparedness meteorologist Stephen Flissfetter says the up and down weather is blamed on a low pressure system making its way across Ontario.
The warm temperatures that we'll be experiencing today and early tomorrow are a push of warm, moist air from the southern United States, really fueling the intensity of that low pressure system. And then that sudden drop in temperatures are going to be associated with an Arctic air mass following the cold front associated with that low pressure system.
Flissfetter says, along with the drop in temperatures, we can expect to see the risk of thunderstorm activity, flurries, and a risk of a flash freeze. The normal high for this time of year in Sarnia Lambton is plus 2. The Ontario Fire Marshal's Office and Sarnia Police are investigating a structure fire Monday night in Mitten Village. Sarnia Fire and Rescue, along with City Police and Lambton EMS, responded to a building on Mitten Street near George Street just before 8:30 p.m. Public Education Officer Mike Otis says three people were rescued from an upstairs apartment.
It was in the stairwell. So that was what led to firefighters having to rescue two people from windows and one from the rooftop.
Otis says the fire was knocked down quickly and contained to the stairwell area. Damage is estimated at $150,000. A family of four is without a home after a fire Sunday morning in Corunna. Family friend and neighbor Tara Lindsay says they're hoping to raise $25,000 to help the Edgar family with essentials, including clothing and household items.
Like, they can't even get into their house right now. It's structurally unsound, boarded up. And the amount of smoke there, too, like, it's unreal.
St. Clair Township fire officials say the blaze started at the exterior of the garage and made its way up to the roof. Damage is estimated at $300,000. A 44-year-old Bayfield man is charged with 8 offenses after London police stopped an impaired driver in the east end of the city Sunday and found a gun. Police say the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed and repeatedly crossing over the center line in the area of Gore Road and Montebello Drive around 10:45 p.m. The vehicle was pulled over, and after the driver was arrested, officers found a 9mm rifle, an overcapacity tactical magazine, 10 rounds of 9mm ammunition, and a red dot gun sight. And a free Narcan training session gets underway this hour at Walpole Island First Nation. Residents will learn about what an overdose can look like and what can be done to reverse it, and how to properly administer Narcan. The session goes until 1:30 at the Anglican Church Hall. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, 40% chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm, wind south gusting to 40, high of 16. Mainly cloudy tonight, showers this evening, risk of a thunderstorm, a low of 11. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.